Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/move to gas.
Tonight, after more than 20 years, The Crystal Maze is to return to Channel 4 once again. It will feature a number of different zones in which the participants have to overcome various physical and mental challenges. The man responsible for designing the original maze was brought back to construct the new one. His name is James Dillon. James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, when it came to building new sets for the new series, was there a detailed set of drawings to work from, or were you kind of doing it from scratch to a degree?
Well, fortunately, because I designed the original series, I had a lot of the drawings for some of the original zones. So I was able to refer back to those and use those as a basis for construction. So we basically built the Aztec medieval industrial zones pretty much as they were from the original series, and then did a reimagining of the future zone for the new show.
I imagine as well, though, that in the original series, there was no such thing as high-definition television. So was that a factor then in rebuilding these zones?
That's exactly right. In those days, there wasn't such a thing as high-definition. The picture quality was quite poor. And also the aspect ratio, that's the size of the screen, was different as well. Mm. So we've had to bear that in mind, that the detail involved needs to be greater and that people will be seeing this on much bigger televisions.
So does that mean the actual areas themselves, the physical sets, had to be bigger?
No, we haven't made them any bigger. We're sort of limited by the amount of space that we can find to shoot the show in. So it's already quite big. It's just that they'll feel more cinematic, I think, than they did on the original show.
And have they changed from the original series? Say the industrial zone, has that changed?
Well, the industrial zone, in essence, remains the same, but because we're filming in what it was an old factory in Bristol, which is now a studio, we've been able to sort of incorporate parts of the set, parts of the studio into the set. So some of the walls, the pipework, some of the surroundings have been incorporated into that set. So it means that it has a bigger feel because we can use those things to make it feel like there's a bigger perspective there than there was on the original set.
Mm. Though I suppose it's interesting, given the difference between now and then, when there was more industry, so an industrial zone probably felt a bit more familiar to people.
Yeah, I guess the industrial zone will feel more like a period set now than it did when we originally did it. You just don't come across those sort of environments so much anymore. They've all disappeared. So it's almost nostalgic now to have an industrial zone.
And the future zone, how has that changed?
Future zone, we've kind of reimagined that. So originally it was a very broken down dystopian kind of space station. Everything was sort of falling apart and there were holes in the walls and things didn't work. So it's now reimagined as a kind of much cleaner, whiter, brighter, more exciting looking interior. It's almost like the builders have been in and done a complete makeover and I've just moved out, so it's nice and freshly painted.
Well, I suppose people have different visions of what the future will look like now than we
That's
did.
That's right, yeah. Nothing dates quite like the future, as they say.
Are all those sets interconnected? When they, you know, seem to move from one to the other, is there, though, actually a break in filming and you have to walk a distance over to the other bit?
Yeah. In the original set, because we used an aircraft hangar, the set was designed so that it would all fit together and the set's literally interconnected. This time we're in a different shape. So instead of being in a kind of big oblong box, we're in a smaller square box. What we've had to do is break the zones up in order to fit them into the space as we wanted them to. And so there's not quite the same physical connections between the different zones that we had originally. It's also made it easier to get around and film the actual sets for cameras. So that's had a great bearing on this particular series. One of the things about the original series is we filmed a show every 2 days. Now we are sometimes filming two shows a day. So a lot of care has been taken in the way that everything's been set out so that cameras, lighting and everybody can move around and film as fast as possible.
And I assume as well, once you had the set built, even before you started filming, you had to test it all out, you know, to make sure the set worked.
Yeah, so there's quite a lot of fit-up time and technical rigging time, both for the set elements and for all the cameras and television elements that need to go in, lighting, etc. So we have to test all those thoroughly to make sure they work. And as well as that, all the games have to be installed into the different rooms, and they have to be tested by the games teams to make sure they work properly.
Mm. But the Crystal Dome itself, is that pretty much the same as it was in the original series?
It's certainly the same scale. It's a redesigned Crystal Dome, so it looks slightly different to the original one. I don't know if you are familiar with the geodesic dome, but this has more facets to it than the original one does. So it kind of resembles the crystals that the team are playing for more. We've also done a lot of LED lighting and concert-style lighting with moving lights on that. So it looks quite fantastic now. It's very updated.
I always wondered, how do you keep it clean? Because there's a lot of physical activity going on. People are falling over in the dome. There's loads of things falling all over the place. You know, does that have to be factored into the production schedule?
It kind of does, yeah. In fact, what we've done is, it was a real problem on the original series because there's a lot of dust in the studio because we've got a huge amount of sand in the Aztec zone that tends to create dust when it's walked on and kicked around. So that gets sucked up into the fans and goes into the dome. So what we've been fortunate enough to do this time is to be able to isolate the dome in another space. That's meant that we've been able to keep it much more dust-free. Also, on the original set, the glass in the dome was actually perspex, and nothing attracts dust quite like perspex. So this time around, we've used toughened glass, which is a lot easier to clean and keep clean. So it all looks a bit more sparkling, and it saves us a lot of maintenance time in trying to clean it.
When you were told it was going to be a new series and you were going to be building the set again, was your initial impulse to make it completely different?
I went and talked to the producers. There's a lot of, it's quite a culture. There's a lot of nostalgia with it. And it came about because there's now a live experience, Crystal Maze, in London and another one in Manchester. And those have created great interest. But the fans really sort of wanted to see the original Crystal Maze, the Crystal Maze as they remember it, rather than totally reimagine it and make it something different. So the decision was to go with the looks and the feels of the original maze so people knew what they were doing. And potentially over time, of course, as we did in the original series, it's possible to change out some of the zones and add to them and make new zones and generally improve it.
I'm sure loads of people will tune in tonight to see the new Crystal Maze that launches tonight on Channel 4 at 9 o'clock. James Dillon was the set designer. James, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big cheque for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.